Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Nyaya, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Moola, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Gurubhyo Namah Harihi Om. ॐ निधाय हृदि विश्वेशम् विधाय गुरुवन्दनम् बालानां सुखबोधाय क्रियते तर्कसङ्ग्रहः अथ अनुमान परिच्छेदः. नेक्स्ट् वी कम् टु दिस् सब्जेक्ट् आन् अनुमान इन्फरेन्स् अनुमितिकरणम् अनुमानम् वाट् इस् इन्फरेन्स् अनुमितिकरणम् दि instrument for inferential knowledge is inference. The instrument, karanam, instrument, anumiti, inferential knowledge. So, the instrument that gives you the inferential knowledge is anumana. And what is anumiti, inferential knowledge? What is that? Because we already saw he introduces one word in the lakshana and starts defining that lakshana in another, defining that word in another lakshana, through another lakshana. Now he says, what is anumitihi? Anumitihi. Paramarsha janyam jnanam anumitihi. What is anumitihi? Paramarsha janyam jnanam anumitihi. Paramarsham. Reflection. Remembering. Substantive reflection, he says. Substantive reflection or substantive remembering. You remember something from your previous experience. That is called paramarsha. And because of that paramarsha, whatever knowledge you gain, that is anumiti. That is inferential knowledge. But this anumiti itself is difficult to prove. Then you say paramarsha janyam jnanam etc. See, anumiti, what is anumiti? Anumiti, inferential knowledge or inference. Inference is based. See, we may accept inference and other pramanas, but for all these pramanas, pratyaksha is the base. So, pratyaksha is the balavat pramana, is the pramana which has more power. If there is some experience which you have in front of your eye and your inference is negating it, then you have to believe your pratyaksha, not the anumana. Because for any inferential knowledge, there is this pointer called linga, linga paramarsha, this remembering, this reflection, with the pointer of the mark. That is what is necessary. So, that linga, that pointer can be gained only through pratyaksha. So, even though you infer something, that inference is not based on the inferential knowledge only or paramarsha only, whatever reflection only, whatever experience. They are based on the experience. Yat yat smritam tad dat anubhava purvakam. That is what they say. Like that, here also, paramarsha means you reflect, you remember something that is based on some experience in the past life or the previous period. Now, that also need not be right. Vyapti jnana, they say, this concomitative knowledge, this is the base. This vyapti jnana is the base for inference. You have to have had seen this. You have to have this. Have this experience. This there, wherever there is fire, there is smoke. This experience you have to have first. When you see fire, you see a smoke with it. Then you have this concomitative knowledge that wherever there is smoke, there is fire. Yatra yatra dhumaha tatra tatra vannihi. Now, this concomitance you have, this concomitive knowledge you have, yatra yatra dhumaha tatra tatra vanni, wherever there is smoke, there is fire. Now, this concomitative knowledge need not be always true. Remember this. It is an experience. This experience need not always be true. Therefore, your logic can be wrong also. See, this syllogism, they say, this logic they prevent. This anumana is based on logic. This anumana is studied to provide you with this knowledge of syllogism. this logic which they present with five members, five limbs, pancha avayava vakya, which we will be studying shortly. So through this, because each of this inference can be of two types. One is for your own self and for others, to explain others. And for your own self, you need not bother about anything else. But for others, to explain it to others, you need to bother about these concomitants, etc. Now, this concomitants also need not be always right. Because how do you come to this concomitants? This knowledge is based on this. How do you come to this conclusion? You come to this conclusion after seeing it for 3-4 times. The third or fourth stage, you conclude that whenever I see this, this exists. Or whenever I see this, this doesn't exist. This is the knowledge you gain. Either one's existence based on other, or one's non-existence based on other. This kind of knowledge you gain. This is conclusive concomitance. This concomitance, they say, conclusiveness. You conclude that this is what it's based on. This need not be always right. That is why they say logicians, they can twist their logic every point of time. This is the logic which I presented you when we are studying Panchadashi. There was this fellow who was applying butter on the bread. This logician was applying butter on the bread. The other fellow said, be careful. If the bread falls down, it will fall on the butter will be smeared with dust. It will not be heatable. So, be careful. The logician says, no. Whenever the bread falls, it will fall on the unbuttered side, never on the buttered side. This is the logic he says. He says, no, it can never happen. While discussing this, this bread falls from his hand and it falls directly on the side of butter. The other fellow said, don't you see this? This is what I've been telling you. Logician says, no, neither are you right nor am I wrong. How? I buttered the wrong side. This is the logic he presents. They'll never accept their logic to be illogical. They'll prove it otherwise always. And it is all based on concomitance. And concomitance is an experience over a period of time which you conclude. Like this small stick, small kid, when it comes out of this egg, this chick, it moves here and there. It sees some grains in some corner of the... It is first afraid to eat that grain. Now, over a period of time, first day it is afraid. Second day, it is less afraid. Third day, it is less afraid. Fourth day, there is no fear. It understands there is a concomitance. There is this grain. I can eat it without any fear. The grains are for me, there is no fear. This is the idea it gains. And the logic is always right. First day, fear. Second day, less fear. Third day, less fear. Fourth day, no fear, because the concomitants exist there. Fifth day, no fear. Sixth day, no fear. Seventh day, no fear. 30 days, no fear. 60 days, no fear. 65th day, it's probably a broiler chicken. 60 days, it is enough for it to become big enough. 60th day, when it comes to eat that grain, its neck is twisted, it's killed. Now, the logic for all the 60 days, it goes based on one day and it costs its life. The concomitants, there is this grain and I don't need to fear. This is the idea it had. Now it is illogical. So, these kind of things may also happen. It is not that always this concomitance is right. But, only based on concomitance we have this inferential knowledge, and the whole world is based on this. They prove everything through this inferential knowledge. Even Charvakas, which we saw when we saw the Nastika Darshana, they don't accept any other pramana other than pratyaksha, perception. But still, they say, if you think, they call this Purupakshi, Mupurvimamsa, they say, okay, if you say that this through this homa, this fire oblation, one can gain swarga, and the cow you kill gains swarga because of this fire oblation. Why don't you kill your father? So that's a logic, syllogism. He wants to prove, if the cow goes to heaven, your father will also go to heaven. That's a logic, because of they are both in fire oblation. Like the Jyotishtoma Yaga, where you use this cow. So he will give some example, some logic, some syllogism. So this kind of syllogism he also uses, which he does not accept it. Though he does not accept it, he uses it. So this syllogism is a prime, this is the very important part of logic. In fact, logic means the school of Nyaya or the school of Vaisheshika means Anumana. And even there, the school of Vaisheshika or Nyaya, they, even in the logic, even in this inference, important part is Hetva Bhasa. Though there is Vyapti, Hetva Bhasa is a very important part. Because whether you are able to give others wrong knowledge, this syllogism or not, that's a different issue. But if you are able to find others illogic, the logic they give, the inference they give, if you find any wrong in it, if you find it not correct, that is itself a victory actually. Nigraha sthana dese, if you are able to point out a hetva bhasa, the reasoning he has given, there is a wrong reason, if you are able to prove it, that's a victory in the shastrata, in the dialogues. And even when you are giving any inference, if you are able to see the hetva bhasas, the wrong logics, the wrong reasonings, then you will not be giving any wrong reasoning. So even here in this inference, hetva bhasa is one important section. We will come to that. So he says paramarsha is the paramarsha janyam jnanam anumitihi. Through the paramarsha you gain the knowledge of inferential. Inferential, you gain the inferential knowledge. Okay, now paramarsha, third word. You say kaka, then you say to prove what kaka is, you say, like they say, this they are both in samavaya. A and B are inseparable, they are in samavaya sambandha. A with samavaya, B with samavaya, there is a relationship. We already saw sanyoga, six types of sanyoga. Sanyoga, samavaya is the inseparable sanyoga, relationship, combination, so conjugation. So A and B are in inseparable relationship, the form and the formness. Now A with form, A with samavaya, this relationship, and B with samavaya, there has to be a relationship. So in between A and samavaya, B and samavaya, I accept one relationship, kamavaya. Now again, kamavaya with samavaya should have to really have a relationship. A with kamavaya should have to have a relationship. Now I have to accept another, pamavaya, chamavaya, pamavaya, tamavaya, tamavaya, like that it will go on. So he says, no, 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 this inseparable relationship, there is no next stage. A with B is in samavaya sambandha, and there is no second stage for the samavaya. Samavaya sambandha is swarupa sambandha, it is there in itself. It does not accept, it does not expect any other relationship in between. That is how they prove it. So now here also he says, first paramarsha janyam jnanam. Now what is paramarsha? To say samavaya you say kamavaya. To explain kamavaya you use chamavaya. Now he says, for explaining anumana he said anumiti jnanam. Anumiti karanam anumanam. What is anumiti? Paramarsha janyam. What is paramarsha? Now he goes, vyapti vishishta paksha dharmata jnanam paramarshaha. It's a vanni vyapya dhumavan ayam parvataha iti jnanam paramarshaha tad janyam parvato vanniman iti jnanam anumitihi. Vyapti vishishta paksha dharmata jnanam paramarshaha. Paramarsha, Vyapti Vishishta. Vyapti Vishishta means concomitance. This conclusive knowledge after seeing it for 2-3 times. With that, Vishishta is with that concomitance. Pakshadharmata Jnanam. A special Paksha is the subject. Dharmata is, Dharma is attribute. The special attribute of the subject. The knowledge of the concomitance with the special attribute of the subject is paramarshaha. The knowledge of the concomitance with the special attribute of the, with the knowledge of the special attribute of the subject is paramarsha. Vyapti vishishta pakshadharmata jnanam. Vyapti concomitance, the knowledge of concomitance. Vishishta with pakshadharmata. Pakshadharmata is the paksha, paksha, we will see three types, different stages in pakshadharmata. So you have pakshadharmata is, the paksha is the subject. Dharma, attribute. Dharmata, the special attribute. The special attribute, the knowledge of the special attribute is paramarshaha. Now, example, let us give an example. Yatha banni vyapya dhumavan ayam parvatah iti jnanam paramarshaha. Banni vyapya dhumavan. Vanni, the fire, is engulfed with by this smoke. That kind of state parvata, this pakshatharm, this paksha, this hill is, this mountain is. Vyavanni vyapya dhumavan. Vanni vyapya dhumavan. Vanni is fire. Vyapya dhumavan is, it's engulfed by this smoke. That kind of mountain is this. This mountain is that which is, which has this fire engulfed by this smoke. Surrounded by this smoke. So, because it is surrounded by the smoke, you don't see the fire directly. You see the smoke. And through that smoke, as the linga, as the pointer, you infer, you gain the knowledge of this inference through this smoke. That is why he says, tad janyam, because of that parvas, paramarsha, paramarsha janyam jnanam anumitihi, you said. So, tad janyam, that paramarsha janyam, parvato vanniman, the fire is, then the mountain has fire. The mountain has fire. This knowledge is anumiti, jnanam anumitihi. This is the knowledge you gain through that paramarsha. That the fire is engulfed by smoke in the mountain. The mountain, the fire, the smoke, you say, it is, it has engulfed the fire. So after seeing the smoke, you infer there is this fire there. So you gain the knowledge the mountain is something which is endowed with this fire. There is fire in the mountain. Okay. Now, what is vyapti? Vyapti vishishta, he said. What is vyapti? Yatra yatra dhumaha, tatra tatra agnihi iti sahacharya niyamaha vyaptihi. So, yatra yatra dhumaha, wherever there is smoke, tatra tatra agnihi, there is fire. This sahacharya niyamaha, sahacharya niyama, sahacharati iti sahacharya, that which is in the same platform. The smoke and the fire exist in the same place. Wherever there is smoke, in the same place, in the same adhikarana, there is this fire also. This knowledge is called vyapti, concomitance. This is the conclusive knowledge you gain after seeing it in 3-4 stages. So, with that vyapti jnana, vyapyasya parvatadi mrittitvam pakshadharmata. Vyapyasya, whatever you see, vyapya means this which is the base for the vyapti, which is smoke. Wherever there is smoke, that is the base to gain this concomitance. Therefore, that smoke, parvatadi vrittittum, existing, vritti is existence. In the parvata, etc., in the mountain, etc., the existence of smoke, etc., vyapya, that which is the pointer, that is pakshadharmata. He is explaining the term pakshadharmata, because paramarsha is vyapti vishishta pakshadharmata. Vyapti, concomitance. Wherever there is smoke, there is fire, this knowledge. Pakshadharmata, that in that concomitance, whatever you base that concomitance in, on, that existing in the place where you want to do that, where you want to gain this anumiti, anumana jnana, the inferential knowledge. That is pakshadharmata.